Hello, welcome to the Monday, September 29th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A couple of updates about the bash code injection or shell shock vulnerability. We have seen a number of bots and worms that are exploiting this, as well as a number of internet-wide scans that look for indications of hosts being vulnerable. Some of these scans started looking for very specific CGI scripts that typically come pre-installed with larger packages. Now, one good thing is actually that the signature everybody is using, this parentheses with a space and then the squarely brackets, is very specific. Turns out that one of my original concerns that additional spaces could be used to evade the signature is not true. Any additional space will make the exploit fail from my testing so far with a couple of different shells. One thing that does get a little bit overlooked is binsh. Now, on some systems, that is a symlink to bin-dash. On other systems, however, binsh is just a symlink to bin-bash or a copy of bin-bash. So you need to check both binsh and binbash. As far as Windows hosts are concerned, there are a couple of people that are reporting that Windows hosts could be vulnerable if you have a Cygwin installed. Haven't been able to test that myself yet, but that's probably a fairly small population. Also for OS X is vulnerable. Apple states that the vulnerability is not exposed, which appears to be true in the default install. I did try the DHCP exploit and that didn't work, for example, against the OS X host that I tested. But then again, once you install a web server, once you run CGI bin scripts that call bash, then you are vulnerable. At this point, there's no official patch for OS X. However, there are instructions out there how you can compile a patched version of bin bash yourself. We did decide to go to Infocon Yellow over this shell shock vulnerability and probably will stay on yellow until end of business on Monday. While everybody's busy patching, you're not alone. Turns out Amazon and Rackspace are both patching against what apparently, at least in the Rackspace case, is a so far unidentified vulnerability in Xen. Rackspace uses Xen heavily and states that they have to reboot all of their servers in order to patch them against this so far unknown vulnerability. Given that they are going through this pretty extreme measure, which basically means all the guests have to be rebooted too, as a Xen user, be ready for whatever will come up next week. Make sure you are ready to apply patches and reboot your virtual servers. Possible, of course, that this is all the shell shock vulnerability, but it looks like it's something different because it does require the guests to reboot as well. And iOS 8 is out for about a week now, so time to look closer at one of the interesting privacy features in iOS 8, which was to randomize MAC addresses. A researcher from Airtight Networks did look at this feature a little bit in more detail, and what he found that, first of all, it only works on the iPhone 5S and later. It does not work on the iPad mini, for example, and the MAC randomization is only active if the location services are turned off. In addition, the iPhone has to be in sleep mode. And of course, this only works if the Wi-Fi connection is not yet associated. Once the connection is established to a particular Wi-Fi access point, then of course the pre-programmed MAC address. So the big showstopper here is location services. I doubt a lot of iPhone users have location services disabled because this will break the functionality of a lot of location-aware applications like, for example, Maps. Well, and that's it for today. I'll probably publish a quick updated presentation about the Bash Shellshock bug later on Monday if you're interested. And thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.